The complex relationship between China and the U.S. holds a number of challenges for President-elect Barack Obama. Mr. Obama will need China's cooperation on halting global warming, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons, and many other issues in between, all the while navigating conflicting and overlapping interests with that country's often opaque Communist Party. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
On the campaign trail, President-elect Obama said that the U.S. needed to bring fresh thinking to relations with China. But experts on both sides of the Pacific feel that the relationship with China was actually a bright spot in the Bush administration's foreign policy. Some experts suggest that to do better, Mr. Obama will need to make the relationship a top priority and assign responsibility at the highest level for coordinating policy towards China. David Lampton is head of the China Studies Program at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies.
Probably the first thing the administration's going to have to deal with is how does it organize itself to deal effectively with such a complicated, multifaceted relationship? Do we continue this strategic economic dialogue and a dialogue that's been going on with the State Department with China, or move it to a higher level?
Mr. Obama has so far emphasized strengthening the U.S. rather than weakening its competitors. Of course, China is also focused on building infrastructure, healthcare, and education. How the two countries do at this will determine whether the U.S. gains or loses influence and soft power relative to China. Mr. Obama's election was in itself a display of soft power that got people thinking in a nation with 55 ethnic minorities. So says Fudan University American Studies expert Shending Li in Shanghai.
Well, at least I've considered it. For example, could a Uyghur become our head of state? Or could a woman become our prime minister? These things are my dream, too.
Uyghurs are a Turkish-speaking Muslim minority in China's northwest. And as fresh as the new administration's ideas may be, no recent U.S. president has been able to avoid contention with China on issues such as minority rights, freedom of religion, and democracy. Again, here's David Lampton.
I think both leaderships going back to Nixon and Mao up to the current have really realized that we have both conflicting and overlapping interests, and that on balance we can get more through cooperation than, you know, a breakdown into conflict, but that this will never be an easy relationship to manage.
There are plenty of people in both countries who think that conflict between the U.S. and China is inevitable. Mr. Obama will need to keep that from becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. Admiral William Fallon was head of the U.S. Pacific Command from 2005 to 2007. He says that the U.S. needs to nudge China's military modernization in a benign direction.
It certainly bears watching, and more than just watching, engagement by us as a nation to try to get them to be much more transparent in what they're doing, which they are not, and to encourage them to construct a military that's only appropriate to their internal needs and not to pursue some aggressive path.
As much as U.S. actions may influence China's future direction, neither side can foresee how China will turn out and whether China will become a nation that is on balance more friendly or hostile to the U.S.
China is not now and will never become a superpower.
Deng Xiaoping, who would later become China's paramount leader, made that pledge at the United Nations in 1974. But then he offered some cautionary advice.
If China ever becomes a superpower, bullying, invading, and exploiting other countries, then you should label it a socialist imperial power. You should expose it, oppose it, and together with the Chinese people, overthrow it.
So when China is headed in the right direction, advisers say, Mr. Obama ought to give it some credit and encouragement. But when it heads in the wrong direction, as Deng clearly implied, Mr. Obama won't be hurting the Chinese people's feelings if he stands up to their government. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.